Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning we are going to celebrate communion as our custom on the first Sunday of each month. We do that. And as we do that this morning, I wanted to take a little bit of time and talk about what communion is. We celebrate open communion, meaning that we offer communion to anyone who feels that they are Christian and that they intend to live a Christian life. We invite you to join us in Holy Communion. But sometimes I think we maybe over-dramatize communion, or we might think of it as being something different than what it really is. As I was preparing, I was reminded of a time many years ago. Actually, I had grown up and grew up in a very small community. My next door neighbors were farmers and just very salt of the earth, common farm people. I loved them to death. I had gone off to school and had been gone for a long time, about 10 years, I hadn't seen them. And I came home one weekend, and I happened to see they were sitting in their on their front porch, and I pulled up and stopped and went up and talked to them. We visited for 30, 45 minutes, and it just seemed so good to be back with people that I knew and that I loved, cared so much about. And as we were visiting, his wife, her name was Winnie, said to the man, Alfred, we didn't even offer Stephen something to drink. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, if he wants something, he knows where the glasses are at. He's at home. That was a miraculous feeling to a young man that had been gone a while and really wanted to be home. Communion is being home. That's what it amounts to. We are at home with God. And when we take these elements, it's not just a little bit of juice and a little bit of bread. We belong. We belong to our Savior. We belong to the family of God. We are members of God's family. Whether you're a member of this church or not, if you're Christian, you're part of that family. And so what we're celebrating as we take communion this morning, certainly we're celebrating Jesus giving his blood and body for our salvation. But he did that so that we could all be part of this eternal family that will last forever. If our communion stewards will come. So the way we're going to do this morning, I will read a scripture and they will distribute the elements. If you would come forward, and we'll start over on this side. If you will come forward, take your bread and juice and go back to your seat. And then when everyone has received the elements, then we will all together have a prayer and we will partake of the elements. So if we will start, Marcia, if you can help us start, please stand.
Oh,
gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Will you bow your heads with me? Father in heaven, we thank you so much that we are part of the family of God. We thank you for Jesus who shed his blood, whose body was broken, that we could be part of this family. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to live lives that would show forth your glory and your grace in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may. We have a young lady who's going to come around now.